This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, all that indulgent eating and drinking of the holiday season is behind us, although there was yet another box of chocolates tempting all of us in WBUR's lunchroom this morning. But if the Twitterverse is any indication, our community has turned to thoughts of reduction.
Here are some tweets with the hashtag New Year's Diet. Sparkly tweeted this. Ah, the joys of the post-holiday work trouser squeeze.
Oh, yeah. And Annie P. offered this. Back to work. Why are there still cookies in the office? And Meghna, this is what I'm saying.
And Shadow Adric lamented the day this way. My God, the hunger.
Well, you're not alone, Adric. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, is thinking the same thing, and she joins us now as she does most Tuesdays. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So, Carrie, are you doing a post-holiday diet?
No, I actually most definitely am not. And I normally would. Actually, I would normally do the same, you know, lose 10 pounds this year resolution that a lot of people do. But this year, I'm definitely not. And it's under the influence of two factors. One was that there was a really landmark article in the New York Times Magazine this Sunday in which Tara Parker Pope, who's probably the most prominent health journalist in the country, kind of came out of the closet and she said, look, you know, I'm something like 60 pounds overweight, and I just cannot keep weight off. And she did kind of like a roundup of all the recent research that's shown that it's hard enough to lose weight, but once you do lose weight, you have to be virtually superhuman to keep off the weight.
So, and this is why diets generally don't work, right?
Right. It's like your body conspires in various ways to get the weight back. And then the second factor is that actually a few months ago, I read this wonderful book by Jean Fain, who is a Harvard-affiliated therapist and also a writer. It's called The Self-Compassion Diet. And that also sort of helped convince me that dieting is a way of being hard on ourselves.
Well, we're going to talk to Jean Fain in a second, but Carrie, tell us first, what is a self-compassion diet?
You're being caring to yourself instead of sort of being self-abusive and always mad at yourself for the way that you're not eating the way you think you should be eating. And what you try to do is instead listen to the signals of your own body, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, figure out what you need and eat it, and just stop all the obsessing and self-abuse.
Interesting. Well, as promised, we have Jean Fain on the line from her home in Concord. And welcome to Radio Boston, Jean.
Thank you.
So this weight control philosophy that you espouse, I understand that it's actually a four-pronged approach. Self-compassion plays a big role. What are the other three components?
The other three are self-hypnosis, mindful eating, and group support.
Okay. So let's start with one of those that probably caught a lot of listeners' ears, self-hypnosis. What does that involve, and how does it apply to eating and losing weight?
Well, if you've ever gotten lost in a good book or movie, you probably already have a sense of how it feels to hypnotize yourself. You focus your attention, you deepen your breathing, and you open your mind to new ideas and experiences. You learn how to feed yourself suggestions like, more and more, I am craving nutritious and delicious food. And when that suggestion gets lodged in your unconscious mind, it's only natural to crave nutritious and delicious food.
So you can move away from craving things like chocolate and move towards craving something like vegetables, for example.
Generally speaking, though, sometimes chocolate is just a thing, and in the middle of winter, a cold carrot isn't going to quite cut it.
Now, you mentioned social group support. So does that mean getting your coworkers, for example, to stop bringing chocolates into the lunchroom, which, Carrie, I don't know if you noticed the, the brand new box of them out there this morning. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that would be decreasing negative social support, but also enlisting positive support, which is people who you like being helped by, people helping people to get to a shared goal.
Mm. Now, you also mentioned mindfulness, Jean. And Carrie, mindful eating has become a popular idea about how to control weight. Tell us what it's about.
Yes, well, my sense is that mindful eating is could even be considered a movement right now. You're paying attention to the food and attention to your body. And I guess, Jean, could you say almost like a Buddhist way?
Yes, it's simply taking a moment to appreciate what you're about to eat and then focusing your attention on the aroma, the taste, the texture, the whole eating experience, and how it changes bite by bite.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. And Jean, what kind of results do your clients see who embrace this idea of self-compassion?
Well, almost immediately, they start feeling calmer, wiser, and more hopeful. Lighter, too. You know, literally and metaphorically, their outlook is brighter. But if they need to lose weight and want to lose weight, weight loss becomes just something that naturally happens because they're taking really good care of themselves.
Anthony, I'd like to just interject here. I think, you know, my first reaction and a lot of people's first reaction is, oh my goodness, I can't possibly do this, because if I loosen the reins on my eating, on my constant attempts to control my eating, I'll just run totally amok and I'll gain 50 pounds. But Jean, how do you respond to those?
I say, if you think of it more like a mother tending to her beloved child, it's not that complicated. When the child is hungry, you don't say, shut up, you just ate, you're overweight, you're a pig. You feed the child, you nourish it. And if the child is tired, you don't say 30 laps around the living room and then you can go down for a nap. No, you put the child down for a nap. So it's just taking really good care of yourself as if you were the beloved child.
Well, Jean Fain, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Jean Fain. She's a Harvard Medical School affiliated psychotherapist specializing in eating issues. Her book is called The Self-Compassion Diet. And Carrie Goldberg, thank you.
My pleasure, Anthony.
And you can find a link to Carrie Goldberg's post about self-compassion dieting at radioboston.org.
Up next, a little more than 20 years after the Clarence Thomas hearings, Anita Hill challenges America to reimagine equality once again. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.